What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it's in that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream-free 24/7. Perhaps you've gone in, done, and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes. No, at your podcasting application. Wherever the hell we are, I'm trying
we're in the universe.
Minor repairs while I'm doing the opening here.
Right.
They'll
be able to.
My microphone armature.
Right. Do you think podcasts will exist when we have interstellar travel?
No.
Why not?
Well, maybe, but they'll just be braincast to your head chip.
Yeah.
We'll all be dead. The robots will have won.
Yeah.
By that time. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a couple hours talking about shit and shit and shit.
Manda kalaboho masiki lomoko damasa.
Exactly.
Moroko mbodabasa.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Shiblong ding dong.
That may be my favorite.
Because he throws
in some a Latin flair like Basso Triante, Chateau, Chateau.
That is pretty fucking good. That guy's good.
Musical accompaniment.
Right.
Oh, jeez, dog.
Those speaker of tongues motherfuckers.
Yes.
They get paid.
Well, fuck yeah. Like Paula?
I mean, what a weird talent to have, and you make fuck tons of money off of it.
It's not a talent.
And then one day, you find
Shabuka
yourself...
Shabuka mulakana makahili amahana hachutu baba...
What did you just say, though?
I don't know. The Holy Spirit just fucking took me over.
What did you just say about that guy?
Give me $20.
But that guy, what did you just say about him?
What do you mean?
He's your favorite.
Because of those clips that we have, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not random. I mean, I honestly think, and
well, but it's more the performance. It's
talent. There, I mean, listen, they are. If anyone is selling it, these fucking wackos.
Do we do this like once a week? thanks for joining us, everybody. We got all kinds of shit to talk about. Thanks for participating on the social media type shit at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And you can tweet us during the show if you like.
Twat us.
We can see what's going on in the big old fucking headlines.
Ooh, yes.
In the Trump regime.
Ooh, wee.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You mean the Trump Nazi regime?
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Somebody wrote that for him, or he thought
of
that?
No, I think that was the live feed.
Oh, yeah.
When it was going to be the big announcement from Julian Assange that, and Alex Jones thought it was for sure going to be the end of Hillary, that he was going to finally release the emails that prove that she's the most evil, corrupt politician that's ever walked the face of the earth.
I can see
Trump's next opponent.
I can see how the Hillary derangement syndrome deal is effective with these idiots. Because if they're also evangelicals, they're buying into some shit that it just isn't true. You know what I mean? It's just bullshit. Yeah. It's not true. Just like this Hillary shit. It's the same kind of shit, man.
Chateau.
Lock her up.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlineronies over at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Black at the ballot. South Carolina voters weigh in, it saith.
Okay.
Which, it's a long, wow, it's a really long, investigative piece about interviewing a whole bunch of African American folk from South Carolina and about
now this is
what
Biden's.
Their lives are like and what, who they're going for. No, I see a Bernie here. I see a Buttigieg.
Yeah.
I see a Biden.
This is Biden country though, right?
A Republican, an African American who's a Republican. I don't
know shit.
Understand this at all.
Right, right.
I'm trying to see if he supports Trump.
Right.
If
who supports Trump?
I'm trying to speed read this to see if this 74-year-old African American gentleman
supports Trump.
Is a Republican?
No,
if he actually supports Trump.
No fucking way. Come on.
Anyway, it's Black at the Ballot. It's a long investigative interesting. I'm sure I'll read it later.
Yes.
About African American voters.
Yes.
In South Carolina. South Carolina, right. The tagline is, South Carolina's long been called the black primary, but HuffPost spoke to residents of Columbia, South Carolina,
right,
who are approaching the election with views and values as diverse as America itself.
Okay. Well, is Biden expected to win this?
Well, we don't know.
Right. See, this is a Steve Kornacki move. Instead of talking about what any of these fuckers are talking about in the news, I'm just, who's going to win? That's all I care about. I'm a dickhead American.
And again, it's just this caucus bullshit.
This is all stupid.
And this Iowa, even if you're going to force a caucus upon us.
Ooh, yes.
Does it have to be the two of possibly the whitest fucking,
I don't know,
states in the Union?
South Carolina is a caucus, and
no, Iowa's the caucus.
South Carolina is a primary.
Primary, as was New Hampshire, but Nevada had a caucus.
Nevada. Oh, okay. It's Nevada,
which Sanders won really bigly.
Okay,
we'll get to that in a moment.
Ooh, yes.
The over at the Drudge Report, let's see what the Drudge's been dredging up.
Fuck you.
The headline says stocks spiral.
Oh shit.
Dow down 1,000. Well, that's not good.
Damn.
At all.
Right.
Yields crash, systems buckle. This is because of I believe the coronavirus is
shit.
As the world keeps getting more and more spooked.
Hey, I want to congratulate all the comedians out there with coronavirus jokes, especially somebody saying, I want my coronavirus, but with a lime. That was funny. That's a good one.
Wow, who would have thought of that one?
Well, a few people.
Well, no kidding. But who would say it?
Yeah.
What comedian would say it?
Wow. I need a good coronavirus joke. I don't have one. I don't find it funny, but... What?
Good for you.
Yes, good for you. With a lime. Oh.
Biden in the latest average polling out of 538 that we've got here.
Yay.
Leads Bernie Sanders by 8-ish%.
We're going to listen to 538 again time around. Didn't they fuck it up?
He was the closest. No, he was.
Oh, I thought they fucked it up last time.
Everybody fucked it up and said that Hillary would win, but
right.
Trump, everybody predicted the national vote. They didn't predict the Electoral College, but not, right. not many of them. Steyer in third place. Steyer's been, this guy's driving me crazy.
Why?
Because he's another one like Bloomberg that for the billions could get the fuck out of the race and,
right.
and start sending some cash toward, you know, I don't know. How about some ads for yeah. the Senate candidates in right. Nevada and in Colorado and Maine?
Now I the only reason I bring this up, we were just talking about it. Hillary was favored to win the election by like, what she was
90 something percent. Right.
So that's like, that's a yes. Like everybody thought she was going to win. So
right.
She didn't win. So they were wrong.
Well, no, the predictions were that the odds were that she was going to win.
50. I think it says right now, 60% chance of rain out there. And look, where right. It's raining. There's water falling from the sky. 60% chance. Right. Though. But I see that's 100%
rain. The other
rain.
Day there was a 70% chance of rain and I was sitting out in the hammock.
Well, it says 60 now. So it is. It's raining, but it's 60%.
But right. They can't tell which block.
Yeah.
It might not be raining three blocks over. Who the fuck knows? Florida.
I mean, it's just when people just pick a winner, when you do this percentage thing, you just,
well, you can't, I mean, it's, you can't predict with 100%. Obviously.
Right.
Trump beat the odds.
He's lucky. Well, he cheated.
It's like a horse race. You've got a really fast horse that wins all right. the races and some 80-to-1 shot comes in and wins. It's just a perfect day for that horse.
Do you think Bernie will be able, after Trump, after he wins, and then Trump nullifies the election, he says it's not real, blah, blah,
he's
blah,
a
blah,
socialist.
Blah.
I can't allow my country
yeah,
to go down or, to a socialist.
You know, or he'll
help
say,
me surround the White yes, House, they, white people.
They or they cheated. He'll say they cheated. It doesn't matter. He'll say something. Will Bernie be the guy that can deliver that speech, the famous speech? This famous speech that will be, Mr. President, you
get
lost.
The fuck out or
get
we'll haul your ass out.
Or we will figure
sure.
it out.
I think Bernie could deliver that speech.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like Warren. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
I think she may be on the, of the lefties. The leftiest lefties, I guess, that would be considered. She
yes.
would be the I think, easier to elect than Bernie, because they're going
Elizabeth.
To
yes.
they're going to pull out all the guns on Bernie for 50 years of his, from his. Trump said it the other day at one of his hate rallies.
Bernie spent his honeymoon in Moscow. In Moscow.
Did he really?
When it was the Soviet Union.
Yeah. What a bummer. Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. Why would you do that? I don't think he's, I mean, Trump has a lot of nerve talking about people's ties to Russia. I don't think.
Well, right.
I think Bernie just went on a fucked up vacation to Moscow. To me, that sounds like a horrible place to go for your honeymoon. It doesn't bother me that he was in Russia. This does call into his judgment. His judgment skills are shit. Nobody
yes.
wants to go on a honeymoon to Moscow. It's cold as fuck.
We've got more polls coming out, a whole bunch of polls. We've got one that that has Elizabeth Warren in second now.
Oh yes. That's awesome.
After her awesome performance in the
beat
debates.
The fuck out of this Bloomberg.
Yeah.
That's what we should be concerned about.
But Bloomberg still in there. I mean,
yeah.
he took a hit,
right.
it appears, in a bunch of the polls after the debates. But
you would hope he would have.
But a lot of people point out, there's a lot of people that didn't watch that debate.
God.
And who, but if they watch television anywhere else, anytime else, they're going to see Bloomberg ads.
Yeah, but okay, I get you. I get that. But he shit the bed, like, he sucked. He sucked so bad. I mean,
right, but they didn't watch it.
After that debate, you don't drop out. You don't say, you know what? This isn't for me. Here's my wallet.
Not after $500 million. I think he's kind of pot committed right now.
What's he going to do? Is there another debate?
No, sure.
God, he sucks. I mean, he sucks, dude. Ugh. I mean, I'll vote for the fucking guy, I guess. God, I mean, I will, of course, but...
The Morning Consult poll has Sanders leading his closest rival by 13 points now, his biggest margin of the campaign.
Oh, shit.
Now, 33% of black voters are backing Sanders, his first lead with that group. That is Uncle Joe's base.
Oh, okay. What?
And if Uncle Joe doesn't win South Carolina... I would not be surprised if Uncle Joe bails.
Damn. Oh, shit.
May hang out for Super Tuesday. But that's a fatal.
You know, Joe.
Sign for Uncle
it
Joe.
It sucks, man. Because people are going to say, this is a Jeb level fuck up. Of a run. Everybody thought in 2016 Jeb would run away with the GOP nomination because he was your safe, boring,
Well, shouldn't they have learned that Trump isn't what people don't want safe.
No, they don't.
And boring. They want change for them, not change for the billionaires, not change for the rich white people and the white people in general and evangelicals in general. These increasingly shrinking groups.
And it's hard to say, that's the problem with this election, this primary. It is impossible to say who the best bet is. Because it seems like it would be Bernie, right? Because then the Bernie bros will come and vote. They won't fuck the country over again. And, people seem to get behind Bernie. But what happens when Trump starts calling him a socialist all over the fucking place?
Well, that's already happening.
God, we're in a fucked up spot in this country.
They're saying that he is with all these quote moderates all splitting pieces of the pie on that side.
Right.
That's why all the anti-Bernie pundits on television, of which there are an awful lot on MSNBC, I must say.
Is Chris Matthews still working there? He hasn't resigned.
Yeah, I don't know if he's resigned after that Nazi comment.
God.
You mean? I'll play that later.
Stick with comparing everybody to the Kennedys, you asshole.
But Bernie's lead may be insurmountable if some of these people don't start dropping out. And some of the pundits are saying that, if by Super Tuesday, some of these people don't drop out,
when
he might
Super
just have
Tuesday,
not tomorrow, but next Tuesday. Maybe?
Oh shit. Damn.
When is Super Tuesday? I don't fucking. It's coming up,
right? God, if Bloomberg gets the nomination, the guy fucking bought it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I'm voting Bloomberg.
Yeah, I mean you don't have a choice. It's like
954 Democratic primary voters found 34% says Sanders has the best chance of beating Trump, up 5 points.
Oh so, shit.
Among Democratic voters, the thought that he could actually beat Trump seems to be going up.
Don't you feel like that what Trump will say is that Bernie cheated? He'll drum up some cheating thing.
Well, he's working real hard to say that Bernie's getting cheated or Bernie's going to get cheated right now. Because, the establishment Democrats would really not like to see Bernie with the nomination.
See, the very existence of Bernie is a thing, right? For Trump, it's a win-win. If Bernie runs, he gets to call somebody a socialist. He understands how to do that. If Bernie loses, then he gets to say, you guys cheated Bernie.
Oh, yeah. And then that'll inflame the Bernie bros who will say, fuck it, we're staying home.
You think they do that?
Sure.
I don't think they'll vote for Bloomberg. And Bloomberg's horrible. He's fucking horrible.
Well, right. I think there's a lot of people that might not vote for Bloomberg.
Gross. How is this even happening? Why not Harvey Weinstein? Why don't you run him, dickheads? Fuck.
So there you go. Sanders, that's the headline. There is it. Sanders seems to be moving ahead with his lead.
And the thing is, let's say in a nightmare scenario, Bloomberg is the candidate. And then Elizabeth Warren just
Tulsi would be the nightmare scenario.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
Still in it, by the way.
This is Stop and Frisk guy.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
And he liked it.
Horseface lesbian guy.
You know. Oh, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Something about, who cares? Bloomberg sucks. I mean, what the fuck?
Klobuchar, Steyer.
Yes.
Gabbard. All still in.
Hey, Tom Steyer. What's up with you, dude?
But he spent a shit ton of money in South Carolina, and that's why he's polling at like 12. He's third place.
You see how fucked up this is,
in
though?
South Carolina.
Let's say Bloomberg gets the nomination, and then Elizabeth Warren is already like, hey, release your NDAs. So now Bloomberg gets to run against Trump. We get to see what he said in whatever those horrible sexual harassment lawsuits are. Trump ain't releasing anybody, anything from their NDAs.
Oh, but Trump will be quoting those NDAs left and right.
Hi, Democrats. Is there anything? Right. Here, take it again. Just take it. Here, Trump, take 2020. Oh, we're fucking ourselves. This primary is stupid. Stupid.
Obama doesn't think so. He wanted to reassure everybody and say, remember, they said the same thing when I was running against Hillary.
Different.
It was a brutal. Well, right. We didn't have Trump.
A Nazi. Barack, I think, secretly at home.
It was Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a piece. He is a piece of shit.
He's a load, but.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, congrats. You finally stood up.
The only
to
one with a rudimentary spine.
Yay. I love that. A GOP person finds a rudimentary spine, and he gets his dick sucked for a day because of it. Can you imagine that?
Like a 20-week fetus.
We're doing this.
Spine.
Oh, yes. His pre-fetal spine. Mitt Romney's an asshole. We can't forget that. Fuck him.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
Where's the poll that shows Elizabeth? Oh, this is the YouGov.
Right.
CBS News YouGov poll.
Right.
Sanders leads 28%, followed by Elizabeth Warren, who surged back into second in this poll, 19%.
Ooh.
Joe Biden is in third at 17, and fucking Bloomberg.
Oh my God.
At 13%.
If Bloomberg's a nominee, this is how this presidential debate will go. It'll be the great creep off. You know, Bloomberg will say stuff about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump's defense is great because he'll just say, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. They're lying.
But you released this.
But then Bloomberg has to take the quote unquote high road. And admit to all this shit because it's in a thing and he has to explain it.
Buttigieg has 10%.
Yes.
Klobuchar with 5. And then the rest.
How is Mayor Pete way down there? In South Carolina?
No, this is national.
Oh, okay.
National poll.
Right.
I don't know who would... I guess Biden would do they think Biden would be the recipient of the voters if Buttigieg bailed? Would they go to
I don't know.
They go to Biden, would they go to Bloomberg, would they go to Klobuchar? Who the fuck knows?
Can you imagine if it's Biden and then Mayor Pete that ticket, Biden Buttigieg, which hey, I'm voting for all day. But then, you know, Biden's going to say something fucked up, like, you know.
Oh, Biden's picking Abrams.
Yeah, Biden will be like, here's my little gay fella.
I think Stacey Abrams has been talked to by several of the candidates, I would think.
I tell you, this is a ticket that would win. Obama Abrams. Bam!
Obama anything.
It should be Michelle. We're in dire times. It should be Michelle Obama.
Well, it's funny. I read an article that said that if they wanted to help winnow down this all these candidates and and start stop this circular firing squad shit, that the Obamas should ring in and endorse a candidate.
Oh shit, that's going to be problematic. What
but
if they
won't? But they
don't
won't
endorse Bernie.
Well,
oh,
but
my
they're not.
God.
They're not going to.
Oh god.
Until the nominee, and I think if he's the nominee, I think the Obama will absolutely endorse him.
Well, he better. Well, fuck. I think Obama should endorse his wife. Just put his wife on the spot. Make her do it. She'll be mad at you for a while, Barack, but she'll get over it. She will.
We've got, and Biden again holding, it looks like, a 15-point lead in South Carolina.
Well, that's good.
But we shall see.
Right. And if Biden runs against Trump, he's Sleepy Joe. That's about
which
it, right?
Which doesn't really make sense, but...
Well, it worked with Jeb.
But he was low-energy Jeb.
Right. Biden is not low-energy.
And little Marco is little Marco.
But then we're running with a guy who's like the No Malarkey Express bus.
That's Lion Ted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lion Ted. His father that helped kill Kennedy and his unattractive wife, according to Trump.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Democratic candidate? Say it at the count of three and I'll say mine. You ready?
We'll define favorite. Who would am I voting for in the primary or...
Well, I know you're gonna
who's
vote
the most entertaining?
You're gonna vote blue. No, no, no. The ones you like, you like them the best. And I'll say one, two, three, and then after three, say.
Okay.
One, two, three. Warren. See?
Yeah.
That's what's fucked up. I feel like the whole country knows she should be the one. But nobody's gonna fucking do it.
Well, I think
it just can't make the best decision.
I do like her a lot.
She's Pocahontas, right? That's her thing.
Yeah, and that's kind of all he's got on her.
Yeah.
And we know that already. We're bored with it.
Right.
Not his drool cuppers, but they're going to vote for him anyway. They're not going to be swayed by anything Elizabeth Warren says ever. They're going to waddle into the extra wide booths to vote, and they're going to... vote for Trump no matter what.
Yeah. You know, most interns try not to bite the audio equipment. It's very strange.
Shelby. And I saw an op-ed over at the Hill of some, who's this whiny cunt twat that
well, the Hill's conservative, right?
Yeah. I mean, on the opinion side, it tends to lean conservative.
Yeah.
The news isn't that horrible.
Yeah, I post Hill articles. I don't know.
It says, it's Bernie Goldberg, who's like a sports dude. He's a sports Fox. No, yes. Fox Sports, CBS News he's worked for.
Oh, okay.
Correspondent with HBO's Real Sports and Brian Gumbel. Previously worked as a reporter for CBS News and an analyst for Fox News.
Yes.
So analyst for Fox News.
Oh, wow.
Just wanted to drop that one out there.
What different titles did he have?
Screed over at the Hill. I'll sit out this presidential election because of the Yahoos running.
Yahoos.
So he talks about how he's a conservative and he likes all the policies that Trump apparently is throwing out there, but he just finds Trump so repulsive and a liar. Doesn't really mention much about the whole crime thing, but just talks about what a scumbag he is.
Yeah.
And a whiny little baby and a liar. And
how does he like his? How can you like somebody's policies, but you know they're a liar? So, you know, Trump's lying about his policies. What a dickhead.
But the Democrats have lurched so far to the left.
Oh, God. They got a gay guy running for president.
He couldn't possibly support any of their candidates.
There's a gay guy. There's a woman.
Even the Democrats' moderates are left wingers. They don't see the same America. Now, listen to this. This paragraph amazes me. They don't see the same America I do. Well, right. Well,
good.
Their fucking America good. Is a dark place where only the super rich are doing well.
No.
Look out the window, you ass fuck.
God.
Look out the window. I've got another report here that shows that in a booming economy, most people are still living, in quotes, booming economy.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people are still struggling and living check to check and yes. could not handle a $500 plus sudden expense.
So how is the economy booming? Right. They just mean the stock market.
And well, yeah, rich people. So this right. dickwad, when he says to us left-wingers,
ooh,
only
yeah.
the super rich are doing well. Well, that's because it's right, you fuck. And the super rich corporations are doing really well, too.
The super rich are doing well because that thing that was mentioned earlier in the sentence. They're super rich.
So then he says, okay, their America is a dark place where only the super rich are doing well, where ordinary Americans need two or three jobs to put food on the table.
Oh, God.
But that's true.
Yeah, and is
that is true.
Yeah.
Do Fox horrible. News analysts need two or three jobs and the herd
fuck
of white
no.
Upper middle class waddlers that this guy probably hangs out with?
And this guy probably thinks, well, why don't you get a job on Fox being an analyst? It pays
why
better.
Why don't you better yourself and go to college?
Hey, dickhead, why don't you get a job during the day that pays minimum wage and you get in your car that you're paying for because you're driving Lyft all night?
And these old fucks who are like, I worked my way through college. You worked your way through college when you spent $500
yeah.
a semester, you old, nasty, wrinkled puke fuck.
God, you know, student loans, it's like having a house you're not, you know, you're
right.
paying for.
Try that now.
Doesn't
that
exist.
Could not happen now.
It's insane.
And then to these, like a single mother. Find yeah. health care. Find a job. Find,
right.
Not health care, child care. When are you supposed to go get that PhD to better yourself?
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, and by
we're
the way.
We're not going to pay for it. I'm not paying for it. You shouldn't have opened your legs.
Hey, and by the way.
But I wanted an abortion.
Well,
you wouldn't
yes.
let me have one.
Now I got to take care of these fucking kids. Hey, and by the way, Amazon and all these big corporations get paid nothing in fucking taxes.
Negative.
Oh, they get all this corporate welfare and shit. God forbid somebody's on motherfucking food stamps.
Snap.
They want to cut SNAP.
For children.
That is crazy. This is America, motherfuckers.
A place where racism, this is what he's saying we believe,
yes.
which is not the America he sees.
Oh, okay, fuckface.
A place where racism is ingrained in the nation's DNA.
What?
These are the things that we're all like, yeah, check. Check, you're right,
we
motherfucker.
Are...
These are all the things wrong with this country. He's saying, this is what they see that I don't, this isn't the world I see at all.
Well, we are very racist. We're very racist.
Of course.
Then we have Donald Trump as president. Donald Trump is currently exploiting our racist. And so
right.
is Vladimir Putin, by the way.
For Democrats running for president, the glass is always half empty.
Because they want to change things?
What? Well, this is a moron Republican.
God, of course the glass isn't half empty right now. It's thrown against the wall. It's broken.
And then here's a sentence that disqualifies any further opinion this man ever has.
Yes.
I thought Trump was civil and yes, even presidential during his State of the Union address.
What?
He was presidential.
Presidential
and civil.
You get an award. You get an award. Oh, shit. I'm going to give Rush Limbaugh.
Hoax.
Rush Limbaugh. The fucking
oh, yeah.
president. What was it? The Medal of Freedom?
Medal of Freedom.
For what?
Meanwhile, sitting three seats down
yes.
was a Tuskegee Airman. The one of the few surviving
oh.
or might be the last surviving. A Tuskegee Airman, 102 years old.
Well, you want to compare.
Who walked out with the Medal of Freedom?
Well, that racist oxy troll.
Right. I hear Scott Baio's getting the next one.
Yeah. And it didn't, wasn't a,
I love Chachi. Loves Joni.
Yeah,
or Joni loves Chachi.
I think he's getting one for Charles in Charge. Wasn't there a Sandy Hook parent kicked out of the State of the Union?
The only the person who was kicked out of the State of the Union.
Sandy Hook parent.
Because Trump was talking about guns, Second Amendment. I'll always protect it. Democrats want to steal your rights and everything.
Yeah.
He stood up and said, what about my daughter? What about my daughter?
Why didn't Trump just say, why didn't Trump talk to him? A guy says, what about my daughter who got killed at Sandy Hook and he gets kicked out of this State of the Union? What a fucking tyrant.
We were talking earlier about these pundits on telly who are
hello
seem to be in the pocket of their big corporate masters, or
flesh
they're
pocket.
Just old. I mean, there may not be an edict coming down from the high on high at MSNBC,
right?
But Chris Matthews is 70 something years old,
right? But shouldn't he know? I mean, does he really think Bernie Sanders is a Nazi?
I don't think he understands at the core level what democratic socialism is about.
How can he not? How doesn't he? I don't understand.
Because he grew up crawling under a desk.
Because
of the evil Soviets. I know.
He's a journalist. He sits there all day and reads the fucking news. How can he be so fucking wrong?
Well, listen. Here he is with Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, douche nozzle.
Brian Williams is similar, right?
Hey, this is crash.
With the Bernie, right?
I don't know if he's just parroting the contrarian line. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes he'll say,
yeah.
Well, you know, what do you say to those who say that Mr. Sanders won't be elected because the title's socialist?
Right. And also, we don't know when Brian Williams is going to slip into fucking, you know, news guy mode where he's covering a plane that disappeared into the Pacific.
Right,
he's got to talk about bullshit from, you know, all day.
What is going on here? And is this any way to pick a nominee?
Well, don't forget this. He's talking about caucuses.
Yeah.
I think that's Brian Williams asking Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews, during the Iowa caucus, was sitting in a coffee shop, restaurant, whatever the fuck, wherever he was,
right,
in their mobile unit set up somewhere in Iowa during the caucus
unit,
and
oh, that's gotta suck.
And he went off railing about how stupid caucusing is and how undemocratic and people stay home. And how do you expect somebody to commit 3-4 hours on a weeknight? What if they got kids? What if they, you know, it's just,
oh, God.
It's all this. And it is ridiculous. It's winter in Iowa.
It's stupid.
And, you know, what about the anonymous vote?
And what about all the fucking candidates just saying, you know what, we're going to skip all these primaries, all this bullshit, we're all going to get in a room,
well,
we're
going to
pick a guy, we're going to pick a guy, we're going to pick
that's,
a
cabinet, I mean, I want Wakanda.
And we are going to run against Donald. You wanted to fight it out?
I don't want Wakanda.
Well, if they all fought it out in that room, I'm guessing Mayor Pete wins.
Probably,
the youngest guy,
guess.
He's got combat experience. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
Joe is anti-malarkey.
Yeah.
Well, he's got no malarkey on his side.
I think Elizabeth's probably
buzz.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
So here's Chris Matthews.
Right.
This is because Bernie won North Nevada.
You think Tom Steyer can fight?
What is going on here? And is this any way to pick a nominee?
Well, I don't think so, but it is the way we're picking this one, and it looks like Bernie Sanders is hard to beat right now. I'm with Carville all the way in terms of the dangers of what lies ahead in November.
James Carville's been railing about if Sanders is the nominee, we're doomed.
Are they in Iowa?
Nevada.
Oh, okay.
He's in Vegas.
That's right. I was like, God, all that noise
in
the background.
He's Vegas.
Very much aware of them. They're sitting on so much Oppo research on Bernie, what he said in the past about world affairs, how far left he is. I'm not sure how far left he is, but they're going to make the most of that in terms of world politics. They're going to kill him. But I think it's a little late to stop him, and I think that's the problem. By the way, if you look at the pattern, it's dynamic. Bernie won the popular vote in Iowa. He won it again in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to win in here when they finally get a vote. Bernie's been winning consistently, and I think it's mathematically understandable. Every time we poll, every time Steve and everybody polls, two-thirds of the Democrats...
Here we go. Two-thirds of the Democrats are splitting the, quote, moderate vote among Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Biden,
you know,
and Bloomberg.
It's a shame that that Matthews doesn't say, but the truth is, Bernie's policies are similar to Elizabeth Warren's.
Yeah.
And they're all actually very similar to each other. They're more similar.
Oh, right.
And Donald Trump is very different, by the way. He's very different. Well, he's a Nazi.
A majority of that, and he's up to the mid-30s. If you get half of 67, you're into the mid-30s. And that's where he's gotten a little better. Biden, his only prayer was to consolidate the third of the vote that's moderate and conservative. And he got nowhere near clearing that field. Nowhere near. That's split up four ways now. And so with new people coming in, Deval Patrick came in. He didn't make it. Bloomberg is in. He's probably going to survive a bit longer because of his money. But that field wasn't cleared. The only way Biden could win in that one-third of the vote that's either moderate or conservative is to sweep it. He got nowhere near. Bernie, on the other hand, did his job. He got more than a majority, more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian. I know you're...
Here we go.
Okay.
Now, that those are numbers and everything. Here's where we go off the rails with Chris.
I see how, like, Bernie bros and, you know, can get cynical hearing this.
Well, wait.
They're criticizing him for winning.
Yeah, because they really think that he's doomed in the one-on-one versus Trump.
Do you think he is?
Because there's going to be.
Do you think he's doomed?
50 years of Oppo.
Is he doomed? Not because Trump's going to nullify the election results anyway, but do you think he's doomed? Will he lose? Will Bernie lose? Predictions.
I would rather see Warren. I am H.O.
So you,
in my humble opinion,
Bernie
I think,
will lose. No, and Warren that. Will win.
I said I think she would win biggerlier.
Will Bernie win the popular vote? Yes or no?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, what is that? Doesn't answer my question.
I think the Democrats are going to win
the popular vote
In general, both
and the electoral.
Yes, I think the country is too energized against Trump. I think his base is too small.
Who will Bernie
pick? He hasn't
pick?
Added to it, and the numbers that have been coming out,
yes,
to vote in these Democratic primaries already. The one in the caucus was, I think Nevada had more. Iowa was shit, but it's Iowa in November or in February.
Do you think Bernie will pick AOC to be his running mate? Yes or no?
No, I think he would pick Stacey Abrams.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think Stacey Abrams is probably on everyone's short list. And
no
has
one's,
been talked
no one's
to
even
by
thinking
everyone.
About Kamala, right?
Yeah, I've heard that name bounced around too.
Yeah. So stupid. Michelle Obama should be running. This is dumb. We're a dumb fucking country sometimes.
So here's where Chris Matthews goes off the rails and why he was trending Chris Matthews resigned was trending for quite a while on Twitter.
Pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is.
You can't be as wild as Carville. Carville didn't compare Bernie's campaign to the Nazis.
You know why
in this
he's doing
little
this?
In this little analogy running rattling around in Chris Matthews'
yes.
head, the French, I guess the French
oh, yes.
general,
oui, oui.
The French people would be the Bidens
we
and the moderate candidates.
We support Le Sleepy Joe.
And
Sleepy Jose.
They've lost France to Bernie.
Yes, yes. Bernie's taken France.
Who, in this scenario, the Jewish guy who lost much of his family to the Holocaust.
Wow, he's the Nazi.
He's the Nazi.
Hey, Chris, don't you think this sounds insane, you wacko? But you know what this is? This is a guy wanting everybody to know, oh, I read a lot of books. I studied real hard in college. He's trying to show off.
Yeah.
I don't think he thinks Bernie's a Nazi. I think he just sounds like a dumb fuck trying to seem like he's really fucking smart. It's like, who's looking for this analogy?
So Chris Matthews facing calls for him to resign over the weekend.
You know, if I was Chris's boss, I would call that motherfucker and say, listen,
Oh, I think he'll say something today.
The next time you mention Hitler or fucking, what's the other one you like? The Kennedys?
Well, whatever. He wrote a book about the Kennedys.
No more. I'm over it. It's been too much. Different topics. It's boring. It's boring the audience. They don't care anymore. They don't care about how you feel about the fucking Kennedys. Nobody does.
Trump tweeted, the coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries, CDC and World Health.
Oh, shit.
As I cough, have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me.
Wow.
That's an hour ago.
But I thought.
Didn't I just talk about how the stock markets took a dive?
Very bad. Why? Because Corona? Is it the coronavirus? Really? God damn. I was reading somewhere we're going to have a recession because of climate change. And that's going to be the reason for all other recessions.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of this, but when we run out of water, that's going to affect our economy.
Probably.
People that buy shit and have jobs and do all this other crap.
Need to drink water occasionally?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We still drink water. Everybody does.
Well, that's when Nestle will have privatized the water by then, and we have to go beg Nestle.
Oh, yeah. Please, please.
Water is $80 a gallon.
God damn.
And the rich are still in their pools.
Oh, yeah, they're hydrated.
Like, look at all the water I have. My great-grandfather worked really hard.
You know, if we were serious about water and shit in this country, tomorrow, nobody's allowed to water their grass. You don't eat? Do you eat the grass?
Well, they used to do that in L.A., remember?
When
it was drought season?
Right. But we don't water this grass. It looks fine.
Well, because it rains like fucking Florida. Yeah. We've got elsewhere in the news. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate your listening time. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can just buy shit. If you buy shit at Amazon, you can go to our webpage and click through our banner there, and you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It'll take you there. We get a little commissione.
Ooh, wee wee.
Doesn't cost you fuckhole.
That's right.
As you see in the news today, nothing to see here, and from the nothing to see here column.
Oh, jeez.
Jenny Thomas.
Okay.
Is now apparently has joined Trump's little hit squad.
Right.
Helping Trump with his enemies list.
Oh, great. Wait. Nobody needs help. Nobody needs to help Trump create an enemy.
Oh, but au contraire.
No. He's got all these people he hates already. He didn't need help putting people on the list. He's good at that.
This is reporting from, I'm reading from Axios.
Defeat.
That over the past 18 months, the White House and its allies have assembled detailed lists of disloyal government officials to oust.
Oh, shit. We're getting real.
And we're trusting pro-Trump people to replace them.
Well, yeah, of course. A fucking course. Because Trump really believes there's a deep state and all these people that are not loyal to him in his administration.
Right.
They're either in the deep state or a chance they could be, right? Something like that.
So Trump has told, the news last week was that at the end of last week was his 29-year-old staffer who's now the new head of presidential personnel.
Ooh.
And Trump wants him to get rid of all the anti-Trumpers.
No shit. Damn. But he calls them never Trumpers, right?
Well, yeah.
People in his own party that wouldn't even consider him.
Trump's distrust has only intensified since his impeachment and acquittal, but he's long been on the hunt for bad people inside the White House and the government.
He won, though.
And for fresh pro-Trump options.
Oh, okay. Some Nazis. So he's going to weed out the people in his administration that he considers anti-Trump. He's going to put some fascists in their spot, right? That's what's going to, yeah.
A well-connected network of conservative activists with close ties to Trump and top administration officials is quietly helping develop these never Trump pro-Trump lists.
Damn!
Some sent memos to Trump to help shape his views.
Oh, okay. Shit.
We've got some names for you, Don, by the way.
Oh, so I see how this works. So I there's somebody I don't like in the Trump administration. I said, hey, listen.
I've got somebody for you who's very...
Bill over there is a real
pro whatever
asshole.
The fuck I'm into, yeah.
But really what Bill does is when you put your lunch in the break room, one time you put a sandwich in the break room refrigerator and Bill ate it. You've hated Bill ever since. But now you just have to whisper to Man Baby that Bill's an evil fuck.
Oh,
and
I heard
Trump.
I heard he said he doesn't like you.
Yeah, and he ate my sandwich.
What? Trump wouldn't care about somebody stealing.
God.
He wouldn't care about the sandwich.
Jesus.
All he would care about is if somebody was bad talking him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
And as I mentioned, members of the network include Republican Senate staffer Barbara Ledeen and Ginny Thomas. Does that last name ring a bell? Wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
You know, that's funny.
The wife of SCOTUS dude.
SCROTUS!
Is helping Trump assemble a list of enemies.
God!
Does that bother anyone out there at all?
Yeah, sure. Well, it should bother all of us. You know, I really thought when you said Thomas, I thought, oh, Dave Thomas's wife from Wendy's. He recently died, right? Or
a while ago, but yeah.
No, a while ago.
I think, didn't he? Several years ago.
But this is
ago.
Clarence Thomas. Different people.
Supreme Court Justice.
Right.
Alleged sexual harasser.
Oh, yes. The whole Anita Hill thing.
Yeah. Pubic hair on the can kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Wasn't there something about a pubic hair on a can that he told her about or told some story about some pubic hair? So I forget. Something to do with pubic hair.
He's a SCOTUS, though.
Sure.
Yay.
The source with direct knowledge, God, they were going after Jesse Liu.
Okay.
Shortly before withdrawing the nomination of the former DC U.S. attorney for a top Treasury role, the president reviewed a memo of Liu's alleged misdeeds. So this person that Trump had put up for a nomination, he then got a 6-page memo from this evil group, including Ginny Thomas, that said, look at these things he's done.
Oh, my God.
She's done.
Is there anyone that can't manipulate our president whenever they want just by flattery or by saying, hey, this person said something bad about you?
14 sections building a case for why Liu was unfit for the job, including not acting on criminal referrals of some of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's accusers. They wanted to go after Kavanaugh's accusers criminally.
Jesus. What a bunch of horrible dickheads.
Apparently, she signed the sentencing filing asking for jail time.
Yes.
For General Michael Flynn. So she was in the prosecutor's office.
Okay. Well, she's asking for jail time.
She had did that in the past.
Yeah.
And these are the reasons that she's obviously disqualified to work as a Treasury role, something to do with the Treasury.
Well, hold on a second.
A U.S. attorney.
What is it reasonable to seek jail time for what Michael Flynn did?
Yes.
Okay.
But this is Trump we're trying to convince.
Oh, right, right. So, yes.
This is Ginny Thomas trying to convince Trump not to hire this evil.
God.
This person isn't crazy enough, isn't Trump enough.
What's harder, the vetting process with Trump or with our Senate to get people approved? I think it's Trump.
She was, and this is the great sin, she was involved in not indicting former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe.
Oh, God. Because now that pisses him.
There's nothing to charge him with.
Fuck off. Yes. He doesn't like that.
It says, Jenny Thomas has spent a significant amount of time and energy urging Trump.
Yes.
Administration officials to change the personnel inside of his government.
Oh, okay. Shit. All these wacko people. Well, I mean, why is the wife of Clarence Thomas? Why is a spouse of a SCOTUS having so much pull on our president?
She's been a problem for a long time. She's been, they've said that she's, he should have recused himself on a whole bunch of shit because his wife is literally a lobbyist and activist for all kinds of crazy batshit conservative shit in Washington.
Doesn't Clarence Thomas have a relationship with Monsanto?
I thought that was
he had to recuse himself from something.
Was that him?
Yeah. God. What a mess.
So there you go. Jenny Thomas the wife of one of the SCOTUS is helping root out the evil deep staters.
She's got a list of people she hates
that aren't crazy enough.
And she's throwing them under the bus with this fucking guy.
Oh my God. The presidential office received a memo.
Yes.
Of people that should be hired.
Okay.
Determined that some names she passed along for jobs were not appropriate candidates.
Is Scott Baio in there?
Sheriff David Clark. The crazy sheriff in Milwaukee.
He was supposed to run
Homeland Security. That was her idea.
What?
Jenny Thomas wanted him. That was in her memo.
Right.
Fox News regular and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongnino for a Homeland Security or counterterrorism advisor role. He's the guy now who started he started his own aggregating site that looks an awful lot like Drudge. To be the anti-Drudge because he felt that Drudge was turning into a never-Trumper and hates America.
We can't criticize our government. That's what I'm hearing. You aren't allowed to criticize our government without
retribution.
Only when
there's a Democrat.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're going to be put on a list. We don't even know what that list means. I'm sure it means a lot of things. It could mean, like, you get bad-mouthed on Twitter. Maybe. Yeah. Some projects you want funded don't get funded. Maybe, I don't know, a couple of thugs follow you into a parking lot and while you have your baby in the backseat of your car, they threaten you.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I believe the shit out of that, though, man.
Daniels, you're talking about the story that she told.
Yeah, she was leaving her gym. And Michael Cohen sent some thugs to shake her down, to threaten her out of writing some fucking book. Right? Wasn't that it?
Or talking about it, yeah. Over at the Hill, there's a headline. Well, this is another opinion, but it says 22 studies agree Medicare for all saves money.
Oh, okay. Well, why aren't we doing it?
Well, we watched that John Oliver piece about it.
Well, we're not doing it.
Because people are dumb.
Well, I was going to say because we're cunts.
Similar. Right. There's a lot of stupid people in this country.
Guys, when are we going to stop being stupid? I guess we're not. Jesus. Trump has an enemies list.
Yeah, these food workers in Vegas who are anti-Bernie because they've been convinced that their wonderful health care, that they're no longer, they're going to be waiting in lines and you won't be able to. And that's all bollocks. It's all crap.
Doesn't that mean that they will have to pay, like, I'm sure they have to pay for some portion of their health care through the union or through something,
probably,
right?
Yeah. And
that would mean they wouldn't have to pay that anymore.
Well, and no more deductibles, and no more co-pays, no more out-of-pocket at all for anything, including dental.
Oh, shit.
Including, Bernie includes eye care, glasses, and dental.
Imagine they think it's necessary for people to see.
And then they say, and Mayor Pete says, Bernie, why won't you admit the taxes are going to go up? He says, they are going to go up, but you're going to be saving a lot more.
Right.
It's math.
But Mayor, you know what pisses me off? Mayor Pete knows that. He's not stupid.
No, of course
he
does.
So why are the Democrats doing this to each other? Just fucking stop it. We all know.
He says he agrees.
Yeah.
But that there's a too big of a part of this country that is convinced that they want their choice and that you're going to take away my choice.
Hey.
But if it's Medicare for all, suddenly every doctor is covered under Medicare for all. And guess what you could do?
What?
You can pick and choose your doctor that you would probably want. Right now, like that thing with John Oliver.
Right.
He said, if you have insurance through your job, you know that you have to stay in network or you get raped. You know that you have a limited amount of doctors to choose from.
There's a politician they had on, right? Talking about how she had appendicitis. And
Right. Katie Porter, the awesome new representative from out in California.
Yeah. She's the one that quizzes these guys.
She's an economics professor.
Oh, I love it.
Shreds them.
I love it.
And she does it in a different way. Like, she kind of, Warren still does that too. But Warren smacks him around.
Yeah.
Whereas Katie Porter just very nicely, oh, yes, okay, so why would you do it this way?
Right.
Why this doesn't seem to add up. So where's the discrepancy? Either someone's not telling the truth, either you're not telling the truth. I mean, she's very calm.
What about Warren Katie Porter? What about that ticket?
Okay. I think we need someone of color.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's that little bit of Indian.
I mean, we shit.
That's for the Warren.
I really think it should be Obama Warren. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but Michelle. I mean, you know, Michelle Obama should run for president. It's serious. It's serious. It's like, I love this. It's like, imagine you're, I don't know. You're, stop it. Siri's listening to me. Fuck you. Imagine you're playing, it's a World Series. And you're the Yankees. And Aaron Judge is on the bench.
Everybody hates the Yankees.
Well, I'm just trying to. Okay, fuck the Yankees. Imagine you're the Houston Astros.
Okay.
Nobody likes them either.
Worse.
But like, it's like you're gonna put your it's the bottom. This is our world right now. We're in the ninth inning of the World Series.
Okay.
We have two outs.
Sure.
We have two outs.
Seventh game. Okay.
You're telling me you look at all these polls and shit, Michelle Obama wins. Michelle Obama is a game changer. If she's a nominee, bam, it's different, right?
Oh, sure.
It's better. We have a better chance. Is that right?
It would be.
Why would you not do that?
It would be a blowout.
God, what are we doing?
Epic proportions.
God, there was one year, the Steve Bartman year. Steve Bartman caught that ball at Moises Alou's hand and fucked the Cubs up. And then what do they do?
In a playoff. Playoff, yeah.
The next inning, what do? They
shit the bed.
Yeah, why though? I'll tell you why. They trotted out some fucking lesser reliever because that's the guy that always goes up in the seventh inning. But it's the World Series.
Yeah, you put one of your starters out.
The playoffs. You put your best people out
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should be putting our best people out there. And if I look at a thing and Michelle, somebody's got to convince her to run. I don't know who does
it. Well, it's too late now, probably.
No,
it's not, but.
If she declared today,
she doesn't want.
Tons of money.
She just won an Oscar.
What are
they're producing shit.
What do we do with that?
I'm saying, what the fuck does she want to be president for?
Because there's babies in cages and like there's list and there's Nazis and shit.
They'll
get rid of the Nazis.
I'm sure they will work very hard for whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Well, of course. Of course.
She doesn't want to be the Democratic nominee.
Right. Why? God, that would make me
because
nuts.
Because she's a very smart person.
Do you think
why would she want that?
With the Obamas go something like this, Brock's like, you know, Michelle, I really think, and she's like, don't say it. I'm not fucking running. No, I think you should run. And she goes, no, I'm not.
He knows better.
Run! No, I'm not. They have a blowout. Breakfast.
He doesn't
look every morning.
Run.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to be in that shit anymore.
Oh man, but he'd be first guy. That's fucking great. He doesn't have great. Compared to what he did before. You know, it's I don't know. Well, Melania is not a good comparison.
He could, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't be able to compare with B. Best.
Do you think how many speeches would Barack steal from Melania Trump?
Sure, a lot.
We all forgot that, right? That Melania stole all those speeches from Michelle?
No.
That's crazy.
Dude, who cares? She's the classiest person ever to be in the White House, Ryan.
She stole
speeches. She's a woman of distinction.
From a former first lady. The previous former first lady. Not even like...
Well, right.
Why not take something from Rosalind Carter, lunatic?
Howard Stern says President Trump secretly loves Michael Bloomberg, and that's why he doesn't want to run against the former New York City mayor.
Oh, God.
Stern said, I've talked to Donald a million times privately about Bloomberg. We both agree he was one of the best fucking mayors on the planet.
God.
Stern told listeners.
Stern, if you have Donald Trump's ear, then every time you see him, you should implore him to step down and to resign.
On his eponymous... Oh, great word. Sirius XM radio show.
Yeah.
Donald loves Bloomberg, he said. That's why he doesn't want him running. He knows how strong the guy is. He loves him. We all love him. Donald would even say he's better than I am. It would be a hell of a debate, Stern said. I'm telling you, people who are for Trump would vote for Bloomberg. Trump will vote for Bloomberg. I'm not joking, he said.
God, Howard Stern. I don't understand this. Yeah, I don't know.
He said he was a phenomenal mayor. Anyone who lived in this city saw what I'm talking about.
Hey, Stern, you were wrong about Iraq. Big time. Totally wrong. You admitted it. And just admit you're wrong about Bloomberg. That stop and frisk shit is bullshit. God, shut the fuck up, Siri.
The radio host also went after Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders, quipping that he's like Karl Marx Jr.
Oh, God.
I don't believe whatever Bernie's calling himself, a socialist Democrat, can win the general election.
Is that Stern saying that?
Yeah. God. It's just weird to me. I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you what. If their main objective is to get Trump out of the White House, I think they're blowing it.
I agree with that.
And I like Bernie. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Bernie's a bad dude. I just don't think he can win. Howard Stern.
Well, I hope he's wrong. But I think everybody's kind of wrong. It's not whether or not he's going to win. It's how he reacts when Trump, again, nullifies the election and tells America to suck his dick.
Ew.
Because, you know, Trump saw Harvey Weinstein. You know that he knows that Weinstein was found guilty.
He's right. He's
probably going to die in jail.
Yes.
Well, that if
I mean, 5 to something.
5 years. Look at that guy.
I think he's
how old
20.
Is he?
70s, I guess. Or late 60s, early 70s.
Okay, well, shit. I thought he was older. You know, I don't know. I think Trump
is looking... amazing how infirm he became throughout the process.
Just like Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby went from...
And that other guy.
Went from being on TV and doing stand-up concerts to all of a sudden being wearing black glasses, being wheeled in.
And that other guy, too, the Speaker of the House for the Republican.
Hastert, same thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they all get, you know. I don't know.
Trump is in India.
Oh, God.
And his little buddy Modi over there, who is like Indian Trump.
Right.
Who, of course, all you got to do is talk about who does Trump love around the world, and you know that they're a right-wing dickbag.
Well,
and that's what Modi is.
Does he love Modi or does he love making fun of his voice?
Both.
Oh. Do you think it's a compliment to do the Indian voice around Modi? Or
I don't think he does it around him.
You don't think so?
Oh, hello. How are you? That's well, I'm sure Trump doesn't even do a very good fake Indian accent.
Well, yeah.
It's probably quite offensive.
Oh, yes.
There have been reports, by the way, that Trump is really pissed about this coronavirus thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That he's livid that they allowed anybody with the virus into this country.
But he said some wacko shit about something.
Ebola, when it was going on. Yeah.
He is a germaphobe, right?
Well, and science doesn't mean anything. He doesn't give a shit. He's probably probably going to suggest that we start putting colloidal silver in the water or something. Because he saw it on...
His friend Alex does that.
He saw it on InfoWars and on Baker, which...
Yes.
Leads me to this.
Damn!
We've been playing... the last couple of clips have been Jim Baker trying to hawk his...
Colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver bullshit by suggesting that it cures the coronavirus. Well, no, he says kills. It kills VD. Remember, he keeps saying that it kills venereal disease.
Well, that's good, right?
But it doesn't.
You got a silver dick it when you're done. Does it go? Where do you put it again? You put it.
You swallow.
A little dab under your balls.
So here is here's Jim
right
on his show.
Boo.
At the bottom of the screen, case of 12 silver solution liquid, 12 16 ounce liquid bottles.
How long does that last?
$300.
Man? How long does that last? How much of that shit do I need to take if you have herpes or the clap?
I don't know.
How much do I pour over my dick?
That is the number one product going out. Silversol, thank God they're manufacturing more right now, but it would be sold out this week.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we sold more.
Because you're scaring people, you're taking advantage of the coronavirus.
It's lies.
You snake oil fuck.
And hey, and shout out to the Greek chorus back there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it would be sold out this week.
That's right.
Wow.
And we sold more Silversol in one day last week than we've done
in a long time, because people were listening to these reports about this virus, and then Dr. Cheryl Feldman explained to us why silver works so well. And Jim said, well, what we do is order a case of silver, and that silver, the liquid and the gel. You just mentioned it.
Well, you know why, Jim. It's great, and we order it. So
look,
everybody,
Lori taking over.
There's gel and liquid. So I swallow the liquid and I rub the gel over my dick so I don't get chlamydia
I guess.
Is there directions on how to apply this shit?
I don't see them. There probably are.
Does it come with a turkey baster?
It looks like a bottled water bottle, but it's a silver solution.
Does Gwyneth Paltrow make people put this silver shit in their asshole? Goop?
Well, she probably douches with it.
She probably does. Do you think she
she puts it in the steamer. She steams it with colloidal silver.
Oh yeah. You don't take a colloidal silver sauna.
I think we played this one already.
It's almost like a miracle.
It's
like God created it in heaven to help us because
it created, it comes out of the mountain.
Yeah.
Literally. Well,
yes. But it's so amazing for what it does. I mean, I hate to say things like this, but it kills every venereal disease that there is.
I forgot. Mm-hmm.
No, that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
Thank God.
But I forgot.
I'm so tired of itching.
Oh, it came out of the mountains. Right. I forgot about that. It
came out of the mountains. Literally.
Because silver comes out of the mountains?
Literally.
Oh, jeez.
You
know what happened? This is what's going on with this colloidal silver bullshit with Jim Baker. Some dickhead in inventory clicked like instead of one, reordered like 40, ordered way too much of this shit on accident. And now they got a whole warehouse full of this colloidal silver shit and they got to move it to get new inventory in there. Don't you think? I mean, all of a sudden it's colloidal silver 24/7. What the fuck?
Because of the coronavirus. They're dancing the dance of joy that this coronavirus is happening.
I think if they would have overordered on Vienna sausages, they would have said, oh yeah, Vienna sausages kills the coronavirus. They're trying to sell this shit.
Brian Fisher lost his mind and retweeted.
Boo.
I'm looking at Right Wing Watch's Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I think Pete Buttigieg had a town hall or something.
Buttigieg.
And there was a powerful moment. 9-year-old Zachary Rowe asks Pete Buttigieg how he can be brave and tell people he is gay too.
Right.
Nine-year-old.
Yeah, I saw that.
Brian Fisher tweets this.
No.
What is Why this? Buttigieg must not be allowed anywhere near the White House. He's a one-man recruiting machine, normalizing the crime against nature to nine-year-old children. Here's the fun part. Pete, according to Jesus, is going to wind up at the bottom of the sea with a millstone tied around his neck.
Is that what God says will happen to gay people?
No, not Jesus.
Jesus doesn't say that.
Well, I don't know. Jesus might have said something about someone winding up at the bottom of the sea with a millstone. Yeah. But Jesus said nothing about homosexuality. 0.0.
And who gives a fuck?
Well, right.
Who gives a motherfucking fuck? You know, I thought what Pete said to that kid was nice. I thought that was a nice moment. You know? Imagine you're a kid trying to come out of the closet. You're 9 years old and you meet somebody. It's like, oh my God, there's a gay man running for president.
Oh, they're, yeah. They're
That's awesome. I mean, that is a great thing.
Well, yeah. But the right's losing their minds.
Well, they like their candidates because they're white, straight, and male, and racist, right? I mean,
big manly men.
Oh, yeah.
Fucks porn stars when his wife is...
Trump came out to Macho Man in
still
India.
Still dilated, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, he walked into some event with Modi to Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Did the village people know about this?
I don't know if Dan Perkins. I don't know this guy. This is a... Ann Vandersteel apparently has a YouTube show called Steel Truth.
Ooh, yeah.
She's a right-wing nut job, but she has a guest on, Dan Perkins, I guess. Right-wing Watch, the only comment it has here of this clip, it's really short. It's only 10 seconds.
Yes.
They say, not a cult.
When President Trump came down the escalator with Melania Trump in white next to him, I saw Christ emanating from that man. There was something that hit me so strongly that day. I'll never forget it in 2015. When President Trump came down the escalator with Melania.
That's the rerun.
On an escalator?
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Shit.
There you go, Christ. Everybody. Huh?
They saw Christ.
She saw Christ.
Well, Christ was around.
I literally saw Christ.
Well, I wonder what, you know, Christ was around when? When was he around?
Couple thousand years ago, allegedly.
And that was before escalators.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if they had some...
I mean, honestly, Jesus would probably be tripped
goat-driven
out.
Goat-driven devices or something. I don't know.
A bunch of goats.
Who knows what they had.
Jesus would be tripped out by this escalator.
How did they do escalators on the Flintstones? I'm sure they probably had something really interesting.
They had some slave...
some animal. Some poor animal, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the traits of a person that the Jezebel really is drawn to and want and needs in order to be an effective weapon for Satan?
They tend to be egotistical. They tend to look for people who are self-absorbed, egotistical, narcissistic. And so in my commentary, the first person I went to was Bill Clinton.
What are the...
Holy shit. Real quick.
So
Bill Clinton.
Jezebel...
Yes.
Let's do the deduction.
Okay.
Is Hillary. The Jezebel spirit in that relationship is Hillary Clinton.
And just so I'm clear, Hillary isn't president.
Correct.
She's not holding office.
Correct.
She's not in Trump's cabinet.
Correct.
She was investigations up her asshole all fucking day. Is she indicted? Is she in prison?
Don't think so.
Why?
Not yet.
Trump promised.
Coach Dave's working on it. Coach Dave is working.
Still?
Coach Dave's working hard.
Good.
We've got, I think I have another clip.
Yes.
I might have a Coach Dave here.
Right.
Speaking of.
This Coach Dave guy, he's a dude that's just, he is so anti-Semitic, right?
Not as much as Rick Wiles, but yeah.
Oh, I'm getting them mixed up. Motherfucker.
Oh, here we go. Here's Coach Dave.
Yes?
This is...
Pete!
This is in...
He's about to talk about Pete Buttigieg. Oh, God, you dickhead.
This is in regards to the same clip of Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, here we go.
When a kid asked him, a nine-year-old who feels he's gay.
Yeah.
Asked Pete. How do I be brave and tell people?
And Coach Dave is going to take the high road here and say something respectful. Okay.
Pete Buttfudge gives it.
Oh.
Buttfudge.
Hey, you can't even go 2 seconds. You know what I mean?
Pete Buttfudge.
Wow.
He looks like he's growing the goatee back.
Oh, good. Great. That's your look, Dave. You should go back to that look. This look I don't like.
Pete Buttfudge gives advice to a nine-year-old boy. How do I come out and tell everybody I'm gay? You're so brave, Mayor Pete. You did it. How do I do that? And Mayor Pete says, oh, you've already done it. You're so brave.
God, I
think Dave's a little upset.
You are such an ass. That is a nice moment. I'm sorry. It was a nice moment. Be as cynical as you want. You can't look at that moment and be like, oh, well, that's nice. That kid is going to remember that moment with Pete, right?
Oh, there was a great moment.
His whole fucking
life.
And
he was, well, here. If you didn't hear it, everybody.
Yeah.
Zachary, age 9. Oh, wow. And this is a really touching question. He says, thank you for being so brave. Would you help me tell the world I'm gay too? I want to be brave like you.
Well, I don't think you need a lot of advice from me on bravery. You seem pretty strong. To see you, it took me a long time to figure out how to tell even my best friend that I was gay, let alone to go out there and tell the world. And to see you willing to come to terms with who you are in a room full of 1,000 people, thousands of people you've never met, that's really something.
You know, I've talked about this before, but years and years ago, I was doing The Wizard of AIDS. It's a musical parody of The Wizard of Oz at World AIDS Day somewhere in Kansas City, Missouri, somewhere. And it was a whole thing weekend about, you know, AIDS awareness and stuff. And our play went up. And then after our play, Greg Louganis, you know who he is?
Yeah.
He's a diver, right? Well, maybe you would have to swim after you die, but he's a diver.
Yes.
He was famous for hitting his head on a diving board.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has AIDS.
Yes.
And Greg Louganis was doing a Q&A, and this kid, he must have been in 10th grade, he stood up in Kansas City, Missouri, and he goes, Mr. Louganis, I'm gay. Do you have any advice on how I can come out or something like that? And Greg Louganis said, well, you should really buy my book. It has a lot of good advice.
I'm glad you said that, because I met him at a party one time and he was a spectacular asshole.
He was carrying around that fucking dog.
That fucking
everywhere.
Dog. God. That dog. He didn't bring the dog that time.
Yeah.
At the party. But I did. People that were there were amazed that he
read
didn't.
My book.
Yeah.
A 10th grader or whatever the fuck. Read my book.
Did he?
Buy my book. No, not buy my book. You should get my book.
He was really an arrogant ass.
Make some money off you.
Maybe he was having an off night, but he just seemed like a prick.
The answer rolled right off his fucking tongue.
So let me tell you a couple things that might be useful. The first thing is that it won't always be easy, but that's okay, because you know who you are. And that's really important, because when you know who you are...
I mean, you listen to Coach Dave and Brian Fisher.
Such
you would swear that he's saying, make sure you use enough lube. Make sure that, you know, you not a lot of teeth unless they're into that.
These homophobes, when you say gay, all they think of is... guys butt fucking.
Right.
That's all they think of. But I don't know why. They, you know, they totally dehumanize everybody. It's like, oh, it's just a big
wistful.
Caligula. Yeah.
You have a center of gravity that can hold you together when all kinds of chaos is happening around you. That's the first thing I want you to know. The second thing I want you to know is that you'll never know who's taking their lead from you. Who's watching you and deciding that they can be a little braver because you have been brave.
Wow. So
should I replay Coach Dave's opening?
Now we have more Coach Dave.
Buttfudge gives advice to a 9-year-old boy. How do I come out and tell everybody I'm gay? You're so brave, Mayor Pete. You did it. How do I do that? And Mayor Pete says, oh, you've already done it. You're so brave.
God, he sounds like, you know, he sounds like the Cowardly Lion.
What a fucker.
Yeah, what an asshole. I mean, really,
bad.
He's not just mocking Mayor Pete. He's mocking this
the kid.
Style.
He started with
that
the kid. Yeah,
is heinous. Oh, you're a heinous asshole.
Dave. Whatever happened to shame? Why didn't this
shame? He went. Why is this kid not being shamed?
Well, what? Okay. He thinks the kid should be shamed.
Well, yeah, listen.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever happened? Why didn't his mommy put him in a headlock and drag him off the court? Where's his daddy?
He was probably molested by A. Either.
Oh, here
oh
we go.
My God.
Here's one of the huddle ringing in because every homosexual has obviously been molested. Which is inaccurate.
Do you think Coach Dave knows who Matthew Shepard is?
Probably.
He didn't think about that. He
probably
think
thinks he got what he
Matthew
deserved.
Shepard went
probably
through.
Thinks he got what he deserved.
Because of people like him.
Well,
Coach
you know.
Dave perpetuates this shit.
It's in the Bible.
But hey, Coach Dave, take your Bible and shove it up your ass, you fuck. God.
Where's his daddy?
God. You're unreasonable. Oh, you're unreasonable. Shit. What?
Where's his daddy?
This is his.
He was probably molested by either mom or dad or some relative brother, because what is a 9-year-old doing engaging in any kind of sexual activity?
He's not. It's about his sexual identity. He's not talking about fucking, you moron. You fucking low-functioning idiot.
He probably has his first crush, and it's on a boy.
And again, you know what's crazy about this? We are talking about a child coming out in front of fuck tons of people.
Yes.
A very adult thing, and we're listening to two adults.
He probably was molested, obviously, by either his mother, his father, or both.
I mean this in the nicest way for Coach Dave and whoever this is calling in from the fuck pack, whatever the fuck that is. The huddle.
Yeah. I'm on B center. I wanna cup Coach Dave's balls from behind.
You know, and I'm only saying this, I'm just really irritated by these people. I want to know why, when the mothers of these two dick bags found out they were pregnant, they didn't abort these.
We're talking about Coach Dave's mother.
Coach Dave's mom didn't consider boarding him. I mean, really, God.
Because what is a 9-year-old doing engaging in any kind of sexual activity?
He's not.
Because it's illegal under any state law. Homosexuality, sick as it is, where does this thought come from this child? Chances are he was molested.
Oh, thank you very 100%
much. 100% inaccurate.
Genius. You're a fucking dickhead genius. God.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor, a presidential candidate contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Unlike Trump, who raped one.
You know what I... Right. Tied her down to the bed, hit her in the face, and fucking raped her.
Allegedly.
That's what allegedly fucking happened. But hey, Mayor Pete talked to this 9-year-old in a very adult way about something very serious. And he said meaningful shit to this kid. It was nice. And the great thing about that is other parents that have kids that are gay and coming out to them, maybe they could think about what Mayor Pete said. And maybe they won't think about what these fucking guys in the huddle. Oh, God. Coach Dave, your mom should have pulled out and blew it all over the... Your dad should have pulled out. I don't know.
I think his mom's trans.
Yeah, fuck everybody. Fuck these two guys. Fuck the huddle. Fuck your huddle. Horrible show.
So they're losing their minds over...
I tell you what.
Mayor Pete.
In Pfeifferland, there would be a list. It would be a list of people that have podcasts that sound like fucking shit. If your podcast sounds like shit, you better clean it up. Because there's a new fucking sheriff in
town.
What
do you mean sounds like? You mean sound quality or?
Oh, I hate it. Yes, sound quality. No. You're going to a camp. Figure out how to make
Dave it. Doesn't sound bad. It's the assholes calling in on his
He sounds like shit,
Google
dude.
Hangout.
No. He sounds like shit. He sounds a little muffled.
It's the Google Hangout.
I'm not trying to help his show, though. It's like, I'm not. I just.
Harvey Weinstein found guilty of 2 counts out of the 5.
We're
I believe.
A country of monsters.
Yes. The Onion. You take these cuffs off me and I'll make you a star, says Harvey Weinstein to female bailiff escorting him out of the courtroom.
That's funny.
Pretty funny.
Right.
Harvey Weinstein found guilty.
Yay.
Cuffed right there and then and hauled off to jail.
Damn.
One of the sentences that he has been, or I mean, one of the crimes he's been found guilty of carries a 25-year sentence, potentially.
Oh, shit, Harvey. You'll be dead as fuck by the time you're done serving that.
Convicted of rape and sexual assault against 2 women, led off to prison in handcuffs.
Yeah.
67. There you go. 67-year-old Weinstein.
Yeah.
Had a look of resignation on his face.
No. Well,
guilty of 2 charges, not guilty on a set of more serious ones.
God, could you imagine you get your big moment? Oh, I've spent years. God, I'm tearing these headshots all over the fucking place. I'm submitting to auditions. I've spent fuck tons of money to get to this point. Now I get a big audition.
Right.
And there's some dickhead up there who wants to jack off at a plant or show me his cock. And I don't get to read for anything.
Yeah.
That sucks. Fuck him.
The charges, the 2 charges carry up to 29 years
right.
in prison.
Is he going to serve with Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby jacked off on feet, but Harvey Weinstein jacked off on plants.
Well, that was just one of the
probably other things.
Each of them. There was a whole bunch of other.
Oh, I thought that was Bill Cosby's thing. It's not just that
no,
one time?
No, it was just the one time, yeah. So other times, the women woke up and felt that they had been penetrated.
Oh, my God. And if Hannibal Buress hadn't said shit on stage.
Well, right. Hadn't brought it back up.
Maybe, you know, Bill Cosby's still doing shitty stand-up.
I think Cosby is a Hannibal Buress fan.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not at all. God.
So there we go. I think he's still facing charges in L.A., isn't he? So
who knows?
During the trial, Weinstein regularly trudged into the courthouse, stooped and unshaven, using his walker.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Bullshit.
One rape accuser testified if he heard the word no, it was a trigger for him.
Yeah.
One woman said she laughed off his advances and he sneered, "You'll never make it in this business. This is how this industry works." The jury heard, this is Associated Press from which I read.
Yes.
The jury heard lurid testimony that Weinstein injected himself with a needle to get an erection, that his genitals appeared disfigured, that he sent one of the victims a box of chocolate penises, and he once showed up uninvited at her hotel room in his underwear with a bottle of baby oil in one hand and a video in the other.
Like a VHS tape?
I guess. Might have been a DVD.
What the fuck? Where did he just drive there like that? He's just walking out the door. It's like, I'm in my underwear. I got my baby oil and this VHS tape. Jeez, what a wacko. His genitals are misfigured or some shit like that? Wow.
I guess.
Jeez.
The,
Do you think he was like, was he ever on that Puppetry of the Penis show? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that in Chicago?
Yeah. I remember seeing auditions for it. It's like, how the fuck does one decide to go audition for Puppetry of the Penis?
You know how they do, because acting sucks. It's a hard business. Yeah. No pun intended. And you're like, well, you know,
stretchy.
Yeah. How much do I get paid to make the World Trade Center out of my dick into the World Trade Center? $700 a week?
Here's the Eiffel Tower.
Let me practice.
So that's that. Harvey Weinstein thoughts and prayers.
Right. Good job. Good luck in there.
Well, a new poll shows out just 4 minutes ago shows Biden's lead narrowing to 4 points over Sanders in South Carolina.
Damn!
So not looking great.
For Joe? So Biden's going to win South Carolina, maybe. I mean, not Joe.
Well, yeah.
Bernie.
If he keeps closing in and passes him, yeah.
Yes.
We shall see.
Right. Has anybody asked Elizabeth Warren how she feels about this? I mean, she's done the best at these debates, but nobody...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Unfortunately.
I mean, you know, the real candidate just won't do it because, I don't know. She had this whole time off. I mean, what?
Are you talking about Michelle Obama still?
Well, I mean, hasn't she had time to chill?
I think you need to let it go. She's not going to do it.
Boy, I just don't understand that. Imagine you're the manager of a baseball team. You walk up like, all right, Joe DiMaggio, I need your bat. You ready to, you know? We need a big hit here. And Joe DiMaggio's like, no, I'm tired from the last game. I don't feel like it. You go get somebody else. Get somebody not as good. It's the most important bat of the, it's the most important moment in the game. But go get somebody else, even though I'm the best. That's crazy.
When it comes to Russia, there's been no president in my memory, that's been tougher on Russia than President Donald Trump. Even in the last week, we imposed additional sanctions on a Russian oil trading firm because of our absolute commitment to see freedom and liberty restored in Venezuela, another country in our hemisphere beset by a socialist dictatorship that's utterly impoverished their nation every bit as much as the dictatorship and socialism have impoverished Cuba. When it comes to Russia, there's...
There you go.
God.
Mike Pence.
That's Mike Pence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Gargling through Trump semen.
Oh, God. I mean, that's just lies. I mean...
Yeah.
So what they'll say against Bernie is like, hey, vote for Bernie if you want our country to turn into Venezuela or Cuba, right?
Oh, yeah. Socialism.
And
socialism,
how would Bernie's
socialism.
Policies turn us into Venezuela or Cuba? To a failed state, right? That's what they're saying. Bernie Sanders will turn America into a failed state.
Yes.
What's Trump doing?
Making America great again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jeez.
Back to when blacks knew their place and women knew their place.
You know, that's an effective way to run. That sucks. They'll just lie.
Of course. And they're going to go as low as humanly possible.
Because if Trump's not president, he'll end up in jail.
Well, there's a pretty big chance that there's going to be some indictments waiting for him the moment that the other guy, or woman, hopefully, puts her hand on the Bible.
See, that's the problem. We have one candidate that's running to be president, and if they're not elected, they're not going to end up in jail. Trump is running because he has to stay in the White House. Because he doesn't want to go to jail. Fuck, man.
We've got elsewhere in the news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Holy shit, look at the time. Flying by.
Oh, shit.
I saw two stories.
Yes.
Here's that one I was talking about earlier. Workers, the U.S. economy is booming, but not half fast enough for the masses of workers still waiting on a pay raise.
Oh, shit.
Despite unemployment at a near 50-year low, a soaring stock market, and the longest expansion in U.S. history, the recovery hasn't yet reached millions in economic hard times.
No.
Wages overall are rising, but about 50% of U.S. workers received no pay raises last year.
So, wait a second. Wages are rising.
So, what does that tell you? Wages are rising
for
the managers.
Hey, what about trickle down? What about the job creators?
50% of U.S. workers received no pay raises last year.
But we had one president, and we'll call him the quote-unquote the decider. And he said the best way to take care of America would be to take care of the job creators.
Yeah, well, that's what Reagan said, too.
Oh, yeah, he said the same thing.
and his vice president, who was running against him, called it voodoo economics.
Oh, yeah.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
His daddy.
Then they made friends.
Right. And then what did George Bush's vice president do? Shot his friend in the face. Nothing happened. Amazing.
With a gun.
With a gun.
We don't. I have a feeling a lot of other vice presidents may have done some other face shooting in the past.
LBJ?
I think we need to. Yeah, yeah.
LBJ's like, you're going to be amazed at my aim. Come here, Spiro.
I can shoot round corner.
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo be peeking around at you.
I got a smart cum shot.
Today's average inflation-adjusted wage in America has the same purchasing power it did in 1978.
Oh, that's great.
When you could buy a, you could buy
a Capri Sun for a quarter.
Yeah.
A Star Wars figure back then, what was that like? $3, $3.50 now.
$1.99, $2.99.
Yeah. But now what is it?
From back then, unopened, a few hundred dollars. Yeah, yeah. Or from now, I mean, you know, $5.99.
You hang out with people that's got it. They got a bunch of bullshit still in the packages.
Sure.
Now, what do they say? It's like so, worth so much more.
They're collectibles, yeah.
Well, sitting here under 4 inches of dust.
Well, they hope when they get old, they'll sell them.
Right.
And be loaded.
Yeah.
Tax and regulatory reforms have ignited job growth, it says.
Yay.
But minimum wage mandates are slowly raising the hourly rates.
Right.
Because even a lot of these places, don't forget, they said they passed $15 an hour, but it's incremental.
Yeah.
It's a dollar this year. It's a dollar next year.
Right, right. Because, hey, these rich fuckers, they don't have to wait. They get tax breaks from this president. They don't wait. Nobody's worried about the effect these tax breaks will have on the economy. They're like, oh, my God, if we give workers a reasonable minimum wage, it's going to fuck everything up.
And the ranks of low-wage workers are at record highs. 44% of American workers earn low wages.
That sucks.
44%.
But what did you say this yesterday? But unemployment has actually gone down, right? Because everybody has seven jobs.
Right.
You know, you're working for Starbucks in the morning, and then you go home and you drive Lyft.
No, but that Fox News analyst said that's not what's happening, Ryan. That people don't have two or three jobs to get by. What kind of America do you think this is?
Oh, shit. You know what's weird? I found out that I get paid a lot more than most people for saying bullshit on Fox News. Isn't that weird? And if I wasn't on Fox News saying bullshit, I might have to drive for Postmates. I might have to deliver food from a restaurant on a fucking app. Or maybe I'll drive Uber. That's how I'll pay for my new car. It's the only way I can fucking afford it.
Or I retire and my company went bankrupt, so I don't get a pension.
No.
And so I'll go be a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo! But guess what? Good news. Ken Lay faked his death. He's living in some island right now.
So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Upper middle class and upper class people continue to do well and are increasing their income. But many households in the middle and lower middle and lower levels are barely treading water.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for the rich people. Man, congratulations, rich guys.
The Great Recession.
Killing it.
The Great Recession never ended for millions of Americans. If anything, it might have taken a turn for the worse, as U.S. consumers are now borrowing heavily, drowning in debt to try to keep up with household, student loans, and other payments.
But wait a second. Quit being so negative. These rich people are getting richer.
You and your numbers and shit.
Oh, yes.
And Mike Bloomberg decides, I think I'll run for president and drop $500 million.
And it's so cynical, too. It's just so cynical if you think about like what all the Democrats are talking about on that stage. You know, they're talking about income inequality. They're talking about health care and poverty. I think they should talk about Trump more. But they're talking about all this great stuff.
Right.
And Michael Bloomberg doesn't embody any of that. This is Michael Bloomberg stop and frisk. Anti-trans, anti-gay, racist.
Anti-gun.
Yep.
Really anti-gun.
How are you anti-gun, but you can't...
Anti-big sugary drinks.
Oh, yeah. But you're still racist and anti-trans?
Well, he's apologized.
Oh, yes. What a great candidate. You know what I love from Mike? I love for my candidate to start his campaign off with apologizing for all the incredibly shitty things he said. That's great.
I've got, let me see here.
Michael Bloomberg, go fuck yourself.
Left on the big old show.
Yay.
Where is the drop I'm looking for?
Right. And Elizabeth Warren doesn't have to apologize for a bunch of bullshit. You know what she did? She went on that stage and she disassembled that motherfucker. Handily.
And would do the same with Trump.
Right.
She would wipe the floor with him.
Oh, my God. She didn't have any time for this Trump. See, I think it should be Warren.
Which is why he wouldn't debate her. I can't see any upside to him debating her.
Well, it would be great for the Democrats.
Right, which is why he won't do it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
The city of Miami, yes. Ryan.
Ooh.
Well, this headline is spectacular.
Yes.
Poop, screams, and dive-bombing birds. How one city plans to deal with a peacock problem.
Oh, gosh. The peacocks are shitting everywhere?
The city of Miami will begin trapping and relocating peacocks from one neighborhood after residents are complaining of slippery piles of poop, dive-bombing birds, and screeching and squawking at all hours of the night.
Is that are peacocks aggressive?
I don't know. I don't know.
They're dive
bombing? I got poked by one in Spain one time.
Oh, yeah?
I was walking around Retiro Park, where one of the big parks in Madrid.
Right.
I think. Yeah, and I was in one section that some of the beasties were wandering around, and all of a sudden I felt something like whacking me in the back of the thigh.
Yeah.
I was like, ow, I turned around. It was one of these fucking peacocks. It was like pecking
me. That's hilarious. Dive bombing that boy.
Well,
that's
right.
Dangerous.
I think it was, you could buy food for him and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think this peacock was like, hey, motherfucker, nobody's
I think
fed
maybe
me
that's what
minutes.
Is going on here. People like to feed these peacocks and now they're not being
fed anymore.
This
says they're aggressive.
Yeah.
And I guess there's like a big gang of them. This guy says, when I moved into the neighborhood 25 years ago, they were mainly confined to 17th Avenue. Now we have about 100 in our neighborhood.
100?
Yeah. They're getting aggressive as they multiply.
This is the beginning of the apocalypse.
The peacocks have been a staple in Coconut Grove for years, residents said, but the population has burgeoned over time.
This is the peacockalypse.
Bringing with it large pyramids of slimy poop.
Pyramids.
Aggressive males.
Oh, yes.
Particularly during mating season.
Ooh.
Birds swooping down unprovoked with their talons outstretched.
God, fuck that. Fuck that. What? Boy. You want to go outside? No, there's 100 peacocks waiting for me out there to fuck with me.
One guy says, if you've never heard their call, it sounds like someone is being murdered.
But it's 100 of them.
Last week, I was driving on a quiet tree-lined side street, and one called out almost like a scream. It took me by surprise. I almost ran off the road.
You know, it's 100, but like, 100, though.
The males get so aggressive during mating season. And there are so many males that even they see their own reflection in a car window and they attack and scratch.
Gosh. Why are there more males than female peacocks?
Lipico. I guess it's a sausage factory over there, a sausage party.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Peacock, what the fuck?
One peacock pecked and scratched the entire surface of a city employee's Toyota Prius.
Oh, okay.
He needs a whole new paint job. The property damage is an extent to which you wouldn't believe.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I
bet.
Peacock
fucked up his car.
That's funny.
So they're trying to figure out how to get rid of him. They don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
They're going to try to figure out how to trap and relocate up to 150 of them.
Well, I guarantee, I'll tell you this, somebody's killed a peacock or two over there. I bet. Yeah, fuck that. They're like, fuck that peacock. I got this gun. Where are they? Where is this again?
Florida here.
Oh,
Coconut Grove, Florida.
Let me get my AK. There's another peacock. Pile, pile, pile.
The neighborhood's been pleading for a solution.
Yeah. They got a city council meeting.
One of the neighbors said, it's about our quality of life, which has changed for all of us. We would like to stay in our home and our neighborhood that we love. I don't want to remain forgotten in a filthy peacock land as a hostage to a group of birds.
Yeah. Dude, think of her reality. There's 100 of these fuckers
filthy
in this neighborhood.
Peacock land.
And you go outside and they're dive bombing.
They're large. They're large, impressive birds. When that one was following me and pecking me, I was like, God damn, I had to leave that section because it was a pretty aggressive, nasty little beast.
So if you're running, if you're trying to evade a peacock, do you run in zigzags like with alligators?
You don't move. They can't. Their hunting is based on movement.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden, I got it. Oh, really?
Like raptors.
Yeah.
Or no, like T-Rex.
No, they're related to dinosaurs. If a peacock is dive bombing me, how do I elude it? And then I'm running around, I'm eluding the dive bombing of the peacock, and then I'm slipping in pyramids of shit.
They're huge birds. When they're dive bombing with their talons extending, it's like a fucking pterodactyl coming down at you. Yeah.
And they're screaming. God, it's got to affect the property value. Do you tell me anything about this house?
Pyramids of poop. They said.
There's no way these birds aren't being killed. They will say they're being relocated. They're going to kill these birds.
You think it's going to be the...
I do.
Peacapocalypse.
Peacocalypse. It's the peacocalypse.
So there you go. When animals get pissed,
that's
everybody.
That's a good one. Boy, that's crazy. What made them mad? They're just like, fuck these Florida motherfuckers.
In mating season, they get very aggressive, apparently.
Yeah, guys. Just remember, they're not mad. They're just horny. And they're trying
and
to
now they're Floridians. Now they're horny Floridians.
I got raped by a peacock in Florida. Typical.
It was probably started out like some assholes decided to get peacocks for their big giant McMansion yard.
Yes. Oh, I got two peacocks.
Right. 20 or 30 years ago, somebody was like, oh, we got a mating pair. They're going babies. We're going to have better. There are going to be lots of peacocks around. It's wonderful.
I got a couple of rape birds.
Because am I wrong? Are peacocks indigenous to southern Florida?
I don't know where they live. Now, I have no fucking idea, but it does sound like something, I don't know. It sounds like something Florida would have that it's not supposed to, like peacocks, pythons, armadillo. What else do we have that we shouldn't? Anacondas, lots of snakes.
Snakes, monkeys?
Yes. Oh, I forgot the monkeys. Yes.
The Tarzan monkeys down in southern Florida. From that movie.
Come to Florida, all right? Come to this state. Elude the peacocks. Elude the anacondas. Elude the pythons. Elude the snakes that are here naturally. And then elude the racists. It's a lot to elude.
To Asia and Africa. There are two Asiatic species.
Okay.
And one African species.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So there you go.
Wow.
Male peafowl are known for their piercing calls and extravagant plumage.
Jeez. That's crazy. They're pretty.
Florida.
Though.
Hashtag Florida, everybody.
Boy, I tell you what. Here's what happens. Every time in that city, somebody's trying to explain the horror they deal with these fucking peacocks. Everybody always says to them who doesn't live there, so, you know, they are beautiful birds, though. They probably say that every fucking time.
Well, they said, man, one of them, I skipped a quote where it was like, we need to do something about these magnificent creatures.
Oh, little magnificent, huh? Well, it's like somebody says, boy.
That's probably the guy that is taking his four iron out the backyard.
Oh, yeah. You think that bird's beautiful?
Whoops, some peafowl ass.
Tried to rape me. That's like when somebody says, oh, Michael Jackson's music, so beautiful. Oh.
We've got a Oh, God, they're going to remake Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, yeah, with Justin Bieber and...
Chris Evans is talking about playing the dentist. Captain America.
What? What? Go play Captain America.
Is in talks to star in Greg Berlanti's Little Shop of Horrors.
What happens? Is Hollywood like, you
the
know...
The role played by Steve Martin in the 1986 version.
Right.
And by me in a production in Wisconsin.
Hell yeah. Well, listen, I played Seymour.
Oh, certainly
Seymour. College production in Gainesville, Georgia. I don't know. I don't remember when, but...
And I was the understudy for the plant.
Oh, wow. Oh, very nice. Very nice. The guy that played the dentist in my production told the production team that he could, in fact, ride a motorcycle.
And that was, it sounds like, inaccurate.
And when they found a motorcycle for him to actually ride onto the stage.
So you never lie about that shit.
Oh, yeah. And then the whole critique about the show was we did a postmortem. You know, it's college, you do a postmortem, a critique of the show, and all the department heads are talking about. They're like, you know, it's like, yeah, this nice motorcycle, but you should have worked with your actor more on driving, riding the thing. And then the director's like, well, the actor told us he could ride a motorcycle.
the actor's right there.
He's like, fuck you, man.
It's like telling him you can ride a horse or something. You got to be able to do that shit.
Ooh, yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application. Ooh, or at the dogs going loony teak. Or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or the banners on our webpage. And Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook is all Rated R Comedy. Go to his webpage for his schedule, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Hey, why don't we do it again tomorrow? What the fuck?
Viva la resistance.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.